Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, there's been a little excitement in your household this week, a little in mine, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's funny. We were talking about summer weather last week, but I woke up this morning and the feels like temperature is 34 degrees today. So I'm going to take back everything I said last week. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good. I was in Texas earlier in the week and now dealing with California weather in May. And we don't have May gray, which is kind of nice. It's sunny. So that's a good thing. Plenty of news to talk about this week. That was the weather, so now we can go to the news. The 2026 model year vehicles are starting to roll in, and we'll have several important ones to tell you about, including from Lexus and from Honda. Interesting stuff there. A U.S. Senate bill would end California's right to prohibit the sale of gasoline-powered vehicles starting in 2035. We'll have the critical details on that controversial measure coming up. And speaking of the Golden State, California new car dealers have a big beef with Honda and Sony that's reaching the boiling point. This is kind of under the radar, but I think an interesting story. So we'll tell you what the issue is and offer our opinions on that. And General Motors has stopped its exports to China in the wake of continued trade tensions, although those seem to be cooling off a little bit. So we'll see what happens there. Not that General Motors is exporting tons of vehicles to China, I can tell you that. In any case, we have a lot of news to talk about. It's a jam-packed show, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, they've been picking up steam lately, it seems.
Yeah, so much to talk about. And political implications. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same. And Mercury Insurance, of course. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/autoinsurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars and the car industry. And Chris, what is your test vehicle for this week?
I drove the 2025 Honda Civic Hybrid Sport Touring, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Oh, yes. It sounds exciting. My test vehicle this week is the 2025 Mazda CX-5. I had a chance to thoroughly test that here in Southern California. We have a special guest for you. Andre Ravinovich is Senior Manager of Product Planning at Hyundai on the Ioniq 9 that I just had a chance to drive. So we'll talk with him about that. So stay with us. Tons of show, and we will be right back after this.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. It's news time, and boy, the 2026 models are rolling in thick and fast now, Chris. I mean, we're seeing a lot of information about 2026 model year vehicles. A bunch of them. One of them, the Lexus RZ, their battery electric luxury SUV, has had significant updates, I guess, this time around. You know, nice amount of horsepower. I think they've added some range. They've just kind of upgraded it all the way around. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, it's not surprising to see this since Toyota announced changes to the BZ 4X. It's not called the 4X anymore now, but yes. A couple of weeks ago. But they addressed the things that I complained about, I think all everybody's complained about, which were range and charging speed. So I think this is going to be a much better SUV.
Yeah, kind of peas in the pod with BZ, as you talked about. The BZ 4X has been changed to just BZ, which is a great thing. BZ 4X was difficult to type, among other things. It was kind of a pain in the neck. And, you know, a name that not a lot of people could remember. I think with the RZ, you know, you're getting as many as 300 or so miles of range. And tell me what you think about range. I had a discussion with some of the Toyota folks about this when I was in Texas. I think once you own an RV or an EV, rather, that 300-mile range isn't that big a deal, is it?
It isn't. You know, my wife, just for daily driving, she drives our Honda Prologue pretty much every day. I think it's 273 miles of range, and she charges it once every 8 to 10 days, and that's just for around town commuting. Now, granted, we don't live in Los Angeles where we have to sit in traffic for an hour every day, you know, both ways. But I think it is, you know, once you hit a certain point, the range doesn't really matter all that much unless you're taking a road trip, and then it really becomes important.
Right, right. Let's talk about some of these other introductions, too. I think Honda, anticipating the big deal that Toyota was making, and including inviting me to Texas among 200 others or something like that, to see the launch of the new RAV4, announced the 2026 Honda CR-V, its direct competitor. They're going to have a new Trail Sport hybrid trim in the lineup with a two-motor hybrid electric system. Going to have all-terrain tires. I mean, we're seeing this, you know, there's a RAV4 that is kind of the exact equivalent of that. How much those are ever going to go off-road, I don't know. I mean, your quick take on CR-V and then on this off-road thing.
Yeah, I like the CR-V. The CR-V hybrid, as we've talked about before, is much more fun to drive than the regular model. I like how Honda's borrowed some of the Pilot and Passport styling elements to make the CR-V look more sort of grown up. And then, you know, I'm all for this soft road look, but I mean, again, I don't like you. I agree with you. I should say that I don't know how many times people are going to take it off road, but people like looking like they could if they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at the variant of the RAV4 in Texas, and it has, you know, I guess slightly thicker cladding. It has all-terrain tires. It doesn't look like it has that much more ground clearance, but probably some more. I imagine the Trail Sport, same kind of thing with CRV. Interesting thing about RAV4 is it's going to be all hybrid all the time. It's either going to be hybrid or plug-in hybrid. And a lot of the Zootier models, of course, are the plug-in hybrid. And, you know, that's a plug-in hybrid system I certainly like, and I think you probably like it a lot, too.
I do, too. I can't wait to drive the RAV4 GR Sport.
yeah, should be cool. And I'm looking forward to driving the Trail Sport Hybrid from Honda. That should be interesting, too. And it has reasonable pricing in the 30s, you know, up to, you know, like mid-40s or something like that. So we'll see how that goes. I guess you save money on gas for what that's worth. We'll see. Here's an interesting thing. An interesting thing, I think, across the country, although this really kind of deals with California, the California mandate to sell only zero emission vehicles in 2035 and beyond, which essentially requires them to be electric of some sort. There's a Senate bill that's liable to pass that is going to prohibit California from prohibiting these cars. If you got the double negative going there, what's your take on that?
I mean, look, 2035 is 10 years from today, but you know, who can say what's going to happen between now and then? But I think this could be a disastrous move for buyers, right? If you're going to force them, really? I'm saying California's mandate
yes.
could be disastrous.
Oh, yes.
to buyers.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know, I think that forcing them to buy something that which doesn't exist today, right? Affordable EVs just don't really all exist in large numbers, at least. So this could be something that I'm actually in favor of this. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it would be a disastrous move for dealers as well. But as you mentioned, I think it would really clobber California buyers. I mean, there's a large percentage that just wouldn't be able to buy a new car. They just couldn't possibly afford to buy a new car because of the premium. And they'd go out of state and buy a new car, which wouldn't do the California dealers any good either. So interesting stuff. And I imagine that will probably get through the House and the Senate and get signed, and we'll go on from there. Here's a beef between the California New Car Dealers Association, Honda, and Sony. Sony kind of under the radar with Honda. Maybe it's not so under the radar, but largely. Is about to introduce a new brand of vehicle, and they want to sell them direct. That's the plan, is to sell them direct, so not to sell them through dealers. I mean, certainly a lot of electric vehicles are sold that way. Tesla kind of pioneering that. The Afila brand. I'm really curious as to your take on all of this, Chris.
I think people want to buy cars online, Jack. I mean, the dealer has a place. I'm all for that. You have to give people the option to buy these things online. And you mentioned Tesla, but Rivian does this now. Lucid does this. So, I mean, these places have stores in some areas, but these are all direct-to-consumer brands. So I see the dealer's stance here, but eventually I think the consumer is probably going to win out on this one.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. I mean, certainly dealers are very powerful in politics in the various states, and they have very strong franchise laws meant to protect them from that. Here you have an established manufacturer that sells through dealers, and then here's another brand that it's introducing that's going to be sold direct, and I think that's the issue here. Scout has the same thing. Volkswagen and the Scout brand have the analogous situation, and they've also been sued, I think, by new car dealers across the country, including in California. So I agree with you. I think a lot of people want to buy direct, don't want to go through a dealer. I think you can get a very almost like direct situation by buying through a dealer website, but that's a whole different issue. But we'll see what happens there. Let's talk about GM exports to China. we could probably count on them one by one. General Motors is restructuring its Durant Guild division. I love the use of Durant because Billy Durant founded General Motors, you know, about the middle of the teens, the 19 teens. Here's that name being used in China 100 years later. They sell things like the GMC Yukon and Chevy Tahoe in China. A tiny, tiny percentage of sales in China, and a tiny percentage of GM sales in China as well. So I think this is kind of largely symbolic more than anything. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a sliver of their sales, and they make every other vehicle there in partnership with Chinese companies, so they're not having to import those vehicles. I mean, it sounds like a big nothing burger, but as you say, it is, you know, kind of symbolic.
Right. I guess GM continues to build vehicles in China. They produced over 440,000 vehicles, or had that many sales in the first quarter of 2025. Virtually everyone is with a joint venture with a Chinese company, and I think what happens there is the Chinese are kind of slick in that they get all the knowledge from the overseas companies, and then they kind of ease them out of that joint venture. So we'll see what happens there. But I think there's the likelihood of that happening, too.
Yes.
Well, remind us of the car you'll be testing when we come back, Chris.
I will be reviewing the 2025 Civic Hybrid Sport Touring.
Very, very cool. I can't wait to hear about that. I'll be driving a favorite of car testers the world over, the Mazda CX-5. We'll see how it has maintained its stance, or hasn't, this many years into its current life. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill, and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number, and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. This is Jack Nerad along with Chris Teague with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it's road test time. And Chris, you have a vehicle I'm just fascinated to hear about. tell us about it.
Yeah, just to cut to the chase, Jack, I enjoyed my week with the 2025 Honda Civic Sport Touring Hybrid Hatchback. And that's the entire name there. We can just call it the Sport Touring from here on. Honda gave this car a refresh for 2025. It got new styling, a refreshed interior, so it looks nice inside and out. Have you driven, you don't have to have driven the 25, but have you driven a Honda Civic recently, Jack?
I have. I think I drove it for North American Car of the Year, if memory serves. It is North American Car of the Year. What's North American Car of the Year for? This past year, or this, I guess this current year, because we're still in 2025, although we're talking about 2026 model year vehicles, right?
Yeah, so you can get into this car for around $25,000. The Sport Touring trim that I tested starts at around $34,000. So there's a big spread. The base pricing is for a gas-only model. This is for the top pricing is for a hybrid. So there are some options in between there. The hybrid has a 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine with two electric motors and makes 200 horsepower and 232 pound-feet of torque. Which reaches the front wheels through a continuously variable transmission. Jack, if you were thinking about that, 200 horsepower is the same output that the Civic Si offers. And while this does not have a manual transmission option, 200 horsepower in a car of this size, you feel it. It feels lively. It feels quick. The electric motors help boost the torque off the line, so it feels faster, you know, to accelerate than it would otherwise. And I didn't hate the continuously variable transmission, you know, as much as I rag on them in other brands. I think Honda did a good job of tuning it to make it feel like an automatic transmission as opposed to a continuously variable transmission. And the engine stays pretty quiet in most situations, especially when the electric motors are working. Jack, what do you think of the hybrid's performance compared to something like the Si?
I think it's cool. And I think in some ways you're getting very similar performance and maybe off-the-line performance, like 0 to 30, for example, might even be better. I haven't tested that, but, you know, there's the likelihood that with that electric torque, bang, you get a lot right when you dip into the accelerator, don't you?
Yeah, and it does that while delivering 50 miles per gallon in the city and up to 47 miles per gallon on the highway, which is very solid for, you know, any car, especially one with reasonable performance. Honda does a good job with regenerative braking, too. I just want to point that out. A few years ago, I tested the Honda Insight, which is sort of their first the first vehicle of the newest generation of their hybrid systems. And they put a lot of work into how it feels, so you don't have any of that, like, grabby, jerky feeling that you may have seen in older hybrid systems. And it just feels really refined and very smooth all over or overall. So no complaints there. The car comes standard with cloth upholstery. My test car had leather upholstery, heated front seats, and a heated steering wheel. So you're getting the best that Honda is offering in the Civic with the Sport Touring model. And it comes with the hybrid models, I should say. Let me take a step back. The hybrid models come with a larger infotainment system with Google built in compared to the gas models. So in the hybrid, you get a 10.2-inch digital gauge cluster and a 9-inch touchscreen. In the gas model, you get 7-inch displays in both places. And the Google built-in really makes this a lot more responsive. Honda's infotainment, Jack, to me, is still a little bit clunky, but I do think the Google built-in helps it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's almost getting to be the standard, right, to have Google built-in. It seems like a lot of, certainly Ford has switched to that recently. We're seeing a lot of General Motors products that have that as well. So it's kind of getting to be industry standard, and it's because it works really well.
It does, and it looks great on the larger screens, too. And Honda's done this so that they position the hybrids as their sort of upscale trim, so you get the largest infotainment screens and everything. And they look great. And, you know, we complained about Honda's infotainment just a few years ago, but it feels like Toyota's did. You know, it made a big change, and now it's a lot more usable. You get a lot of other great features, so wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Bluetooth. You get a Bose stereo in some configurations. So really a complete package here, Jack. And for $34,000, I'm not going to complain too much about it. Honda also equips a full line of safety equipment. So automatic emergency braking, forward collision alerts, blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, lane keep assist, and more. I don't think there's a whole lot not to like about this price, about this vehicle. I usually come into the end of the segment saying I like everything but the price. But I think I actually could live with the price on this car, too.
It's interesting that we can live with a price of mid-30s for a compact vehicle. But I guess it is a bargain, I think, at that price, because that's just where the market has gone. I guess that's where inflation has gone. I mean, I was looking to buy a corned beef sandwich from my favorite deli in Studio City the other day, and I found the sandwich to be $27. Can you imagine paying $27 for a to-go sandwich? It's a great sandwich. Art's Deli in Studio City, California is a wonderful place to eat. But, you know, that kind of blew me away. So I guess that's what we're looking at. And, you know, $34,000 is a good price for something like that.
Yeah, I'll just say I hate that we've all recalibrated ourselves this way, but it's where we are.
Yeah. So good vehicle. And it seems like it's full of safety and all that as well. So you got to like that.
Yes, sir.
Of all the Civics, which one do you think you would pick, Chris?
Of the latest generation, I would probably take this one. And that's with me, you know, being a performance car enthusiast. I would take this maybe over the Type R just for the fuel economy and the comfort.
Mm-hmm. Like it. Yeah. Good report. I appreciate that. I'm sure our listeners do, too. I was driving a vehicle that has been a favorite of road testers for decades now, or I guess as long as it's been out there, so, myself included. I presume you as well are a fan of the Mazda CX-5. You know, many of the vehicles in this segment are grocery getters. They're perfectly utilitarian, but not all that fun. But the CX-5 has always kind of been spirited, fun to drive. And the question I had to ask when I was about to drive this one is it as much fun as it used to be? But before I answer that question, that's called the tease, Chris, and we're going to get back to that at the end of this. But I want to go through this lineup because in typical fashion, you and I talk about this all the time, too. Mazda has like a bazillion different variations of the CX-5. Starting at well under $29,000, well, maybe not well under, but under $29,000, $28,770 for the 2.5S that has 170 horsepower, all-wheel drive, which is great. Big infotainment screen with the Mazda system. Then you can kind of go up to the Select at $30,000, and you get heated front seats and leatherette upholstery, dual-zone climate control. Go up another $1,000 or so. There's the Preferred with a moonroof and power liftgate, leather seats. So that's, you know, we're getting there. 2.5S Carbon Edition is kind of the Zooty model, but with the lesser of the two engine choices, $32,000 and counting with Bose stereo. And then the Premium Plus is even zootier than that. And then you get to these turbo models that begin at $38,000. Dollars or so. It's like, yikes, this is a compact SUV. So there it is. The vehicle I had was the 2.5 carbon turbo, priced at $39,455. It's certainly targeting drivers who want a sporty vehicle in addition to a practical vehicle. And it's, I think, kind of premium without, you know, the premium name on it. But I think Mazda has a little bit of premium zip versus some of the other brands out there. What's your take on that?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, Mazda's not a premium brand, but they certainly are knocking on the door. And they do a good job of keeping the price. I mean, you know, $39,000 for a compact SUV is what it is, but the prices aren't premium level prices just yet.
Yeah. Well, here we have a turbocharged engine, a 2.5-liter four-cylinder turbocharged engine that produces 227 horsepower, 310 pound-feet of torque. Six-speed automatic transmission. It's interesting that Mazda has not gone to the 8 or 10-speed automatic route. It does have standard all-wheel drive and a fairly sophisticated all-wheel drive, too, with torque vectoring and that kind of stuff. Very good in poor weather. You can go off-road in it. I wouldn't recommend this vehicle as the prime off-roader. I think on-road is where this CX-5 is most comfortable. It has Mazda's MyDrive drive mode selector and this G-vectoring control. Reasonable fuel economy, I think, 24 miles per gallon combined, but certainly when you see these hybrid-powered vehicles in the same segment like the RAV4 or the CR-V, you're going to see much higher fuel economy. Who do you think is going to buy these turbo models of the CX-5, Chris?
Those are people looking for driving engagement and maybe a little bit more upscale experience. I think those are probably the two biggest reasons people would choose a Mazda over a RAV4 or a CR-V, because as you say, the others have better fuel economy. It's just that driving experience that Mazda has in spades over the others.
Yeah, it is really fun to drive, and I love that horsepower. It also has a very upscale interior. My test vehicle had leather-trimmed seats with suede inserts, heated and ventilated front seats. That's getting to be the norm even in vehicles like this. Heated steering wheel, one of my favorite features ever. I use the heated steering wheel in the middle of the summer. That shows that I guess I don't have any circulation left as an old guy here. 8-way power driver's seat, dual zone automatic climate control, and a power moonroof. Are you a moonroof fan, Chris? I'm they're kind of lost on me.
I absolutely love it. I mean, I like having the glass, even if it doesn't open, just the light. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I do like the light. I don't necessarily ever look up, but there you go. As we frequently say with Mazda vehicles, technology might be the vehicle's Achilles heel. It has a nice big infotainment display, but it's a little farther away than most of the touchscreen units. And it's, of course, not a touchscreen unit. So you have that to deal with. Once you get onto it, it's okay. It's not particularly user-friendly, and even if you have it for a while, maybe you never really get used to it. 10-speaker Bose audio system booms out the sound, though. That part is good. And the 7-inch driver information, that's good stuff, too. And it has a round-view monitor, so you can park it, and I can do that in front of my house without running into the fence, which is a good thing. Mazda throws a ton of safety equipment at you standard, and that's another thing to like, isn't it, Chris?
It is, but I've got to have a touchscreen.
Yeah. So in any case, this is certainly one to look at. I might buy the lesser of the CX-5, but we certainly love them, and so look for that vehicle. It's a good one, and look for that Civic, though. It sounds like a terrific value as well. When we come back, we'll have a special guest, Andrei Ravina, which is Senior Manager of Product Planning. And he talked to me about the Hyundai Ioniq 9 at a recent event. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nerad with you. We're in Savannah, Georgia, and we're getting the opportunity to drive a really interesting vehicle, the new Ioniq 9, a three-row vehicle, all-electric vehicle. We have a product expert, Andrei Rabinovich, has been with us before. Thanks so much for being with us. And tell us from the 35,000-foot level.
Yeah,
about this vehicle.
This is our new three-row EV SUV. It's the latest addition or extension of our Ioniq lineup. So same platform as our Ioniq 5 and 6, but it's a family SUV. It's a great space car. It's got really great interior capabilities, both second and third row, which I think in some cases even more important third row. Right? You actually want to, if you have a car that has three rows, you gotta be able to actually use them. Right? So I think it's a good all-around car, family SUV, like I said. Focus happens to be a great EV, large battery, great range, a lot of really nice capabilities.
Let's talk about interior space. This is a vehicle that has a long wheelbase, but it's not really long.
Yeah.
But the electric platform, I think, allows a ton of interior space. Tell about that a little bit.
Yeah, so being an electric car, right, and being a dedicated EV platform, we can maximize that wheelbase, like you said, focus on just delivering good interior space, right? We don't have to make the car even longer to account for that. Being an EV platform also has things like a flat floor, right? So you can do things like a sliding console. You can move that second and third rows around depending on how much space you need for cargo or for people. So it's a lot of really good flexibility, I think, is probably the
Yeah, you kind of have that flat playing field that you don't have when you have an internal combustion engine vehicle, right? Where you have tunnels and things, all kinds of stuff going through the interior of the car.
Yeah. Yeah, and it allows us to, as we said, like maximize space. And I think on a car like this, if you're going to pay for a car that has three rows, you got to, obviously be able to use them and use them well and still have room for a cargo in the back, which I think is a great attribute of this car.
It's a three-row vehicle. Yeah. Tell us about the seating configuration.
Yeah, so on depending on the trim, most of them about half of them are going to be a seven-passenger configuration. So you have, two in the front, the bench, the three-person bench in the second, and then the two in the rear. And then as you move up to the higher trims, we move to a captain's chairs on the second row. So they're power captain's chairs, a little bit more, premium feel and a little bit more kind of customization to the seating capability. You lose that seat in the middle, but obviously you gain that kind of nicer.
Let's dive into the seating, because there's a lot of really upscale kind of seating options on this vehicle, right?
Yeah, so this is the first car where we have what we call the relaxation seats. So both on the front row and second row, these can go almost horizontally, give you kind of a nice kind of relaxing.
They're not like the electric chair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the opposite way.
Yeah.
Give you a nice place to be if you want to, wait for the car to charge, or if you're a kid's sporting event, you kind of want to have a nice space to kind of take some time off inside the car. Some capabilities, like for example, the center console in the middle can be able to slide between the front row and the second row, give people access to things, right? If you have kids in the back that are obviously sat there with seatbelts, they can, you can slide that console back, they can get closer to the HVAC controls, they can, there's a tray underneath you can get snacks and things out of, so some good
flexibility. Yeah, my wife loves those storage areas where she can put her purse, put other things. She travels a lot heavier than I do, I think a lot of women do.
Yeah, and in a family car like this, right, storage is everything, right? So cup holders and little nooks and crannies and pockets everywhere, and that's the great thing about this car, right? Again, not only a larger three-row car like this, but being an EV, we're able to kind of maximize that storage, right?
One of the things I noticed when I was looking at, and you were showing the information about the rear space, the rear cargo area is, I think, about as big as the Ford Expedition behind the third row. I mean, that's pretty sizable space, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's always sometimes a tricky part of some other three-row products, right?
Yeah.
When you are using a third row, well, then you can put a small little cooler behind, right?
Yeah.
This one, there's some.
A lot of times you'll have maybe 12 cubic feet or something like that behind that third row. It's 21.6.
Yeah, 21.6. Oh, there you go. You remember the number?
I remember that number pretty well.
But yeah, it's a significant amount of space. You know, I was able to kind of play around with you know, I have one child or one kid. I'm about to have a second, so I was playing around. Can I fit two strollers in the back of the car? And it's pretty easy to do with the space that's in the back.
Well, when we're talking about the interior, certainly infotainment is very, very important. I don't know that you're really breaking new ground here, but you're kind of using what has really worked in other Hyundai products. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, the infotainment, the instrumentation, all of that.
I think that's something that Hyundai does a really great job of, right? It's kind of optimizing our technology and capabilities, right? We want to, a lot of times, be at the forefront of things, but we also make sure it works well and it's easy to use and it's customizable and it's, you know, there's enough like horsepower, for lack of a better word, to those platforms, for example, right? So you're not going to have any laggy screens or content. You know, this setup, you know, it's a 2 12.3-inch screens that almost look like one single screen, right? They're kind of behind the same kind of plane, a nice kind of curve to it. Standard navigation on a car like this, we felt was important. Of course, with an EV, right, being able to find your charging stations is obviously key a lot of times. So, a lot of really great just general infotainment capability.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the first product in our lineup that multimedia system can be, I guess, in a way, customized over the air. You have the ability to download and purchase, for example, different themes. So, you know, eventually down the line, we'll have more partners or more things. But initially, we have the two that we're launching with initially. One is going to be kind of like a nature kind of a focus. So ties to kind of that kind of family, kind of outdoor experience, and kind of gives the whole car a visual of nature. And then the other one is it's a throwback to our one of our initial products, which is the Hyundai Pony. So you get kind of this little bit of a retro feel to the interior of the car, which I think is kind of cool and different.
Any voice control to the infotainment system?
We have voice, obviously, you know, traditional voice recognition in the car.
Mm-hmm.
This car actually also has a little bit of AI intelligence to the cloud voice version of it. So if you are, which I hope most customers do, sign up for our BlueLink connected car platform, you'll get that cloud voice recognition that uses some AI.
And there's really no reason not to sign up for BlueLink because it's free for the entire first ownership period, which I think Hyundai really steps forward with that versus a lot of other manufacturers.
Yeah, that was a decision we made about a year or so ago to kind of make sure that we deliver the features to customers and not kind of charge for things that we can do it at a good cost, right, and still deliver that really strong capability to people and not have to charge extra. You know, especially on an EV, I think that's pretty important, right? So be able to do things like your charging scheduling and your route planning and your sending stations to, you know, charging stations to the head unit of the car. You can do all that on the owner app. And then, you know, have that ready to go.
It's probably something you're using much more often in an EV, I guess, than you would in a conventional vehicle, right? Because of the EV nature of the vehicle.
And it adds, you know, to me, one of my personal favorite features of the car is digital key, right? That's part of that platform as well. On the trims that have that digital key functionality, you know, the ability to kind of just use your phone for everything is kind of nice.
Yeah.
We're not quite where other countries are with doing everything on your phone, but, you know, we're, you know, obviously with things like, you know, mobile wallets and California, where I live now, I found out the other day you can have a digital driver's license and being able to drive your car, we're almost 80% of the way
we're
there.
Getting
you can go out of the house with nothing but your phone and be okay.
Well, let's talk about the EV nature of this vehicle, right? I mean, I think one thing that jumped out at me is you have one battery size. With a lot of vehicles, it's like this battery, that battery, this battery goes with this, this battery configures that, and it's, I think, probably pretty confusing for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot less confusing and a lot of range no matter what you picked. Walk us through all that.
That was something we wanted to be a key premise of this car, right? Is try to remove some of those kind of barriers for people that are considering EVs. And having that single 110.3 kilowatt-hour battery was one way to do that and deliver not just obviously on the base trim great range, but then all the way to the top of the lineup, still stay above that 300 mark, right? Which I think is, you know, there's a lot of studies that show that that's kind of almost like a benchmark for people, not necessarily people that own EVs, because some of those are a little bit maybe more comfortable with lower range, right? Once you get used to the idea of having an EV, but to get into the space of EVs, I think that's kind of almost like a mental kind of barrier or benchmark is that 300 number. So I think on a car like of this size, is good to have the capability.
That 300 mile range, and then you have the superpower of 800 volt charging. Walk our listeners through that.
Yeah, I think that's something that's probably the biggest or most important attribute of the platform for these for our EVs is that 800 volt platform. That allows us the ability to have not just for short periods of time the high charging power and rates, but sustain those rates for longer, I think, than some mm-hmm. others, and deliver, for example, in the case of this car, you can charge the battery, depending on the network you use, in as little as 24 minutes from 10 to 80%.
Right.
So it's
it kind of future-proofs the car, too, right? I mean, this in some ways, the car is smarter than the charging infrastructure in the United States.
Yeah, there's
something that looks more capable, right?
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah.
I think it allows... As the infrastructure gets better, as we assume it will, maybe it will. It seems to be getting better day in and day out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that. Over time, and then more and more of those capable chargers are out there. You can do that, and I think, like I said, with that ability to kind of get that charging rate up and then stay, even things like, for example, you can do a quick fill, right? Mm-hmm. In a way, so you can do in 15 minutes, you can get another 150 miles out of the car, which is pretty capable on this vehicle compared to some of the other competitors. If you're on the trip, maybe that 150 miles is all you need to get to where
you're
going.
Maybe that 15 minutes is all you want to spend while you're on that trip too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Let's talk about styling of this vehicle. Ionics have been known to be kind of out there a little bit, kind of spaceship-like in a way. I mean, certainly futuristic. It strikes me that you've dialed that back a little bit on this vehicle. Am I right? And was that conscious?
I mean, it has... I think it still has a pretty interesting dynamic look to it. I think a lot of people see, you look at the side silhouette of the car and kind of how it tapers towards the back. Obviously, it's that kind of focus on aerodynamics, right? We were talking earlier about range. That's one way to obviously get there, is having that exterior design that's focused on delivering aerodynamics. Doesn't mean the interior is small. We talked earlier about space.
Right.
Even with that kind of taper look to the roof, it still have really great headroom in the third row. I'm 6'1", and I spent a couple, throughout this week here, I spent a couple days riding in the back third row just for fun to try, and it's totally comfortable. I can do a 5-hour trip, no problem, in the back of the car. But I think that the exterior design itself is... In a way, it tries to convey this kind of image of simplicity and I guess welcomeness to the design, but still has some really strong elements. And you'll see if you drive the car. I noticed this week was a good experience for us, even that work on the car, to see the car from different perspectives. Right? Most often we're driving, we're not behind somebody else driving, so
right.
Seeing the car on the road here. You notice kind of the really wide, strong shoulders the car has, the wide 285 rear tires. I mean, it's got really strong presence. So even though it's kind of a more, I don't say subdued design, it's a little bit more of a cleaner, simpler design, it still has a lot of strong kind of capable.
Well, and Ionic is a brand within the brand, right?
Yep.
And the pixel theme is something that has been throughout all Ionics, I think. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It's funny because... kind of have a running joke that if you can tell me how many pixels are on this car, I'll give you an award. And I heard the number's closer to like 600 or something between exterior and interior. There's quite a lot of little small details to the design. I think that's something that I love about working with our designers is how much attention they pay to even the smallest little things like the switches and dials, still carrying that kind of pixel theme, for example.
What it is a stock question of mine, so forgive me, but I always ask, what most excites you about this vehicle? Where do you think this is really a step ahead versus some of the other vehicles out
there?
Yeah,
I mean, I think the overall kind of experience of it, right? Adding all these different components. We talked about BlueLink with digital key, and one of my personal favorite features, which is the vehicle to everything, right? The ability mm-hmm. to use that big battery. You have a big battery that's sitting in your driveway, 7-8 hours a day. You might as well use it for other use cases, right? So having the ability to kind of use that two-way power, or I should say capability of our powertrain, to use that big battery, for example, to power your house or sell energy back to the grid. I think there's a lot of things that when people start seeing the more and more as products like this have this type of capability, that EVs can be an extension of your life.
But, before I let you go, tell us briefly about pricing, just kind of top to bottom.
Our rear-wheel drive trim starts around 58,000, I believe, somewhere around that. And then we top out it at 76,500 for the top calligraphy design mm-hmm. Trim that we have. So the idea is kind of have a nice kind of wide spectrum of pricing.
All built here in America, very near where we are sitting right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Andrei Rabinovich, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nierad back with you, and it is our listener question time. We love to answer your listener questions. We love to hear your comments. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And Chris, I'm going to dive right into this question because I'm real curious about your opinion on this. This is from Stanley in Macon, Georgia. What's your take on the return of sedans and smaller cars? Are they gone for good, or do you think there will be a comeback for cars?
Oh, well, let me pull out the crystal ball, Jack. I'm joking.
Whip it out.
I think what we're seeing now is we're seeing sort of the replacement of the smaller cars with the smaller SUV, and the more affordable models that have been coming out most recently, and even new EVs, have been small crossovers and not really cars. And I would point to the number of new small cars or new cars, period, that have come out in the last 4 or 5 years. The only one I could really think of other than the Lucid Air was the Kia K4, is the only all-new sedan I can think of in the last 3 or 4 years. So I think we'll see more small crossovers, but I'd love to be wrong.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see many more small cars either, and I think the tariff situation might even affect the ones that we have, the few that we have, because the least expensive cars, many of them come from overseas, and if they're tariffed to a large extent, well, maybe that doesn't make any sense. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But I just think most people like the idea of a crossover. Even a very small crossover seems to be more useful than a sedan.
Yeah, and a bunch of them offer just as much sportiness, or you know, just as much driving engagement as power and all the tech and safety features. So you're losing the look, but you're not losing much engagement in terms of, you know, how it drives.
Yeah. little taller, but there you go. Yep. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Of course, my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. We're heartened to see that our numbers are climbing, so we appreciate that. And tell your friends about America on the Road. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And we're available as a podcast, right, Chris?
We are. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download us. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love that. And we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Subscribe, like what we're doing, if you do. We hope you do. You've come to the end of the show, so maybe you like it thus far. Thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're honored by the fact that you listen to America on the Road. And check us out again next time for another edition of America on the Road.